President Putin threatened last week to withdraw from the 1990 Treaty on Conventional Forces in Europe. The treaty limits the number and location of non-nuclear weapons around Europe. He linked the decision to Washington's plan to station elements of an anti-ballistic missile shield in Poland and the Czech Republic. Igor Zevolov, Washington bureau chief of RIA Novosti, Russian news and information agency, says people in Russia see it as a power play by President Putin.
Now Russia is back as an important player in the international arena. And this signal to the West, this announcement of suspension of the implementation of the Treaty on Conventional Forces in Europe, is part of this attempt to defend Russian national interests and renegotiate relations with the West.
But U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has dismissed Russia's concerns about the U.S. missile defense plan as ludicrous, saying that the proposed missile shield does not threaten Russia's deterrent capability. She explained that its main purpose is to protect the United States and its transatlantic allies against missile threats from Iran. Nonetheless, Igor Zevolov says Russia has two legitimate concerns.
First, according to some Russian commentators, the missile defense system, once established, could be quickly expanded and then become a real strategic threat to Russia. And second concern, many Russians believe NATO broke many promises, and one of them was a commitment that it would not establish bases on the territory of the old Warsaw Pact countries or expand in the former Soviet Union.
Matthias Rupp, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says President Putin may have scored a propaganda coup. And in fact, the reaction of the German government and population has been more sympathetic to the Russians than to the Americans. But he notes Chancellor Angela Merkel has been careful not to criticize Washington publicly.
She's trying to avoid a major conflict with George W. Bush, even though I think she shares the opinion of Minister of Foreign Affairs, who is concerned this will spur another arms race in Europe, which is not very convincing because you have to overlook the fact that those anti-missile missiles don't have a warhead, so they're not really weapons who would change the balance of power within Europe. And to say that this might spur a new arms race is quite a stretch, I think. But what is really amazing is how much Putin has achieved with one or two speeches. The first at the Security Conference in February in Munich, when he really lashed out at the U.S., and the Europeans are really buying the argument of the Russians that this will change the balance of power within Europe.
To some political analysts, the most interesting element in President Putin's final State of the Nation speech was his restatement of his intention to leave office next year. Igor Zevolov said this was what made the most headlines in the Russian media.
Under the current constitution, the president can be elected for two consecutive terms. There are a lot of rumors about the possibility of a third presidential term for him after 2008. And this statement, in my opinion, was the most powerful signal Putin has made so far that he indeed will leave office after 2008.
But Dmitry Sidorov, Washington correspondent for Kommersant, Moscow's political and economic daily, is skeptical about Mr. Putin's promise to step down.
I wouldn't believe that until I would see it. I think there's a consensus among the Russian business elite that they want Putin to stay. If Putin steps down, there should be some kind of an agreement between Putin and the successor.
Igor Zevolov notes that recent opinion polls show President Putin has an 81% approval rating.
That means a candidate he would endorse will have an advantage in the race. But so far, Putin refrained from naming a successor. But we have to wait until presidential elections that are scheduled for December to see what signals will come from Putin.
But Matthias Rupp says in Germany and other European countries, there is skepticism about the development of Russian democracy under President Putin. And although people expect him to step down as required by Russia's constitution, they think he will remain a major power broker. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.